We have made quite a bit of progress in our journey from sense to soul, for it has now brought us to the realization that the key, the real key to complete spiritual fulfilled living is a realization that there is a mystical transcendental presence within us, which Joel calls here the master alchemist, and that this transcendental presence has already provided your infinite supply for all eternity, containing within itself your companionship, your glory, your beauty, your truth, your life, and embodying the total power of fulfillment. A finished kingdom within us. And then, of course, we realize that's exactly what he told us. The kingdom of God is within you. Perhaps we didn't realize that that kingdom within us is complete. Nothing can be added. Nothing can be subtracted. All of our tomorrows unto eternity are already completed in the infinite plan of the universe. We see Jesus perhaps then in a different light, in that his life was spent in bringing forth into visible manifestation that which already pre-existed in the infinite invisible. Before you came to class tonight, what did God say to you? Were you listening? Were you in communion? And you'll discover that most of us, before we walk through these doors, we had been thinking of the cares of the day, the things we had done this day, the things we were going to do tomorrow. Somehow we forget, because of that tremendous age-old conditioning, that God can never be kept a stranger from us. If God is a stranger, then all of the kingdom of God within us remains there as if we were barren and without it. So what is the most important thing to us? To be what we are. Way back, Joel had a tape about a tumbler, the inner and the outer. We find now that there really is no inner and outer. There's an inner and outer to a human being. But remove the human sense and you find that inner and outer are one and the same. And that is the process we're going through, learning how to let the outer be the inner. For the secret of life is in the inner self. A substance called spirit. And if you haven't had the pleasure, the joy of accepting that substance as your being, then you still have ahead of you the great privilege of your own declaration of independence. This country declared its independence, but the individuals in it never really did that. They're still in bondage. And as we stand forth and become separate, our declaration of independence consists of the acceptance that all that the Father hath is mine, Father hath is himself, his spirit. And his spirit, his substance, is my substance. When I accept that, I can never be the same. I, the substance of God, why, yesterday I was a mortal being. 10 minutes ago I was a human person walking the earth. How can I, the substance of God, be the same as that human being? That human being was dependent upon the goodwill of man, upon the weather, upon 1,001 things in his environment, on his own limited intelligence, his own sense of things, his own background. But I, the substance of God, do I depend on man whose breath is in his nostrils? Do I look to man for help? Do I look to man to tell me how to live and what to do and when to do it? No, we do that only because we have read about God and talked about God and theorized about God. But we have not come to D-Day, the Declaration Day, when we say, I am that substance. I cannot go on as a house divided, declaring to be the substance, and yet not to live as it. I am. And therefore, my deeds shall show forth that which I am. By my deeds ye shall know me. I cannot be content merely to utter words. Words become empty, mere husks, and the life built around those mere words are mere husks. And so a depth begins to root itself, which says, now by your deeds shall you show forth the substance of which you are made. Ah, but I have a conflict. I'm told that I of my own self can do nothing. And then the conflict is resolved. It is true, I can of my own self do nothing. The little I, the me, it steps aside, and then the substance that I am unfolds itself as life manifest, the Word made flesh. My declaration of independence is followed by action. The substance of my being embodying all the fullness of the Father, because it is the Father, unfolds as the infinite consciousness living itself. Christ liveth my life. What are my deeds then? They are Christ deeds. They are divine deeds. They are the will of the Father made manifest. They are no longer words from a man of flesh. This is listening. This is receptivity. And this is surrender. This is a willingness to let the Word live itself where the world sees you. Thou seest me, thou seest the substance of the Father unfolding in visible form. No, I'm not doing it. I am witnessing the truth of being as it spins like a spider from within. I am a beholder. It is the substance of life that is living itself where you see me. And here we speak of it in a classroom, but outside we tell no man. recognize, no man to tell, and no man to do the telling. For there is but one, the substance, the Christ, the Father, the life, the perfect one, the only, not only supreme, but only, the one infinite self expressing. This is the nature of revelation. The self revealing itself. And so we take our declaration, and it would really be a good idea if you would write it down. Find some time. Really, there's nothing more important in this world that you have to do. Think of it. What is more important than you're sitting down and coming to grips with the truth that you are the substance of God? Can you think of a single thing more important? Well, I can't. And so, if you will, take the time, spend an hour if necessary, or more. Write down your declaration of independence. I accept God to be the substance of my form. And then you see how, as your pen or your typewriter begins to move in the rhythm of this consciousness that is moving through you, you will begin to see the qualities of that substance are your qualities. You will begin to see that if these are my qualities and this is my substance, then the opposite cannot be true. I cannot accept qualities in me that are not my own. If I see a streak of a desire for revenge or jealousy or envy or any of these negatives that are not the qualities of God, well, they can't be mine because my substance is God itself. What do I want with these qualities if they're not mine? And so part of my declaration, part of my acceptance, is also to reject that which is not mine. To come clear, to stand forth from the unreality of my existence. Wherever I see a form in me of hate, or a desire to see that an eye is given for an eye, I know that's not from the Father. I'm playing host to universal mortal mind. And it's time that I part company from it. Then when you finish your Declaration of Independence, when you have it in writing, just think, if this country didn't have its Declaration of Independence in writing, but those fellows would try to remember it, it would be rather difficult for all of us. Reread it and reread it until it's yours, until you know it, until you're ready to live by it. You can look out at the world and say, I have meat that you know not of. My meat is the substance of God. Yes, a new thought comes, doesn't it? That meat that you have that the world knows not of is also the substance of the world. Everywhere you look is the substance invisible. Shall you resist your own substance? An eye for an eye against your own substance? Revenge, hate against your own substance? But wait a minute. What did you ever hate? What did you seek revenge against? What did you envy? not your own substance, but your own misinterpretation of what was out there. And so we find that all the negatives are about what is not there. For my substance is there. The universal substance of God is everywhere. Omnipresent substance, omnipresent I. My declaration of independence is really an independence. An independence from matter, from misinterpretation, from false selfhood. And so this document, to me, is one of the most important documents I will ever write or read or study or absorb or enact by my deeds, by my enactment of the independence I understand is mine. My substance will be manifest as the glory of God on the earth. The mystic alchemist within is doing its job. And the human me is dissolving to bear witness to the transmutation of man of earth into son of God. As the false consciousness is released, as the real emerges to make all things new, I really hope all of you will do that. Maybe tonight, tomorrow, this weekend. You'll find as you do that, there will be a crystallizing, a strengthening, a gathering together of your force, a landmark. And this landmark will be the moment when something in you says, it is done. I know. This will be when you feel consciousness instead of the intellect. And then you speak with tones. Your word will be power. Your word will manifest itself. It was the substance of the Father, which men call Jesus, which did the great works. That substance being infinite and being recognized by the consciousness that was called Jesus, manifested itself as the arm that was not withered, the leg that was not crippled, the invisible food that fed multitudes. Always it was the substance made manifest by itself. The little man of its own self did nothing. The I, the Father, the Christ, the substance was self-revealing. And all it could reveal was its own perfection. My grace, my substance, I in the midst of thee. I'm mighty. I am greater than he that walks the earth. And my substance is thy grace, thy sufficiency in all things. Come unto me, ye who are heavy laden. I will give thee rest. For I am the master alchemist. The transcendental presence, the living substance, the undying eternal one who dwells in you. Accept me and declare your independence of this world. For I in the midst of thee am greater than this entire world. And the glory that I had with thee before this world was, is mine, is thine. For all that I have is thine. Not tomorrow, but all tomorrows. For this today, this now is all tomorrows. This is the eternal now. Glorious relationship, responsive to the I within, that we receive the bread of the soul, the word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We feed our body with this bread, not the bread of the world, not wine from a bottle, not thought from a human mind, not convictions from a human brain. This is divine bread. For we have now learned that God within becomes God without. The substance within becomes the substance without. And so we seek nothing in the outer. Always from within. Our own being is the source, the one eternal source, the one infinite storehouse of the Father, the kingdom of God which supplies every need. And because we have 12 baskets full at all times, we find the capacity for sharing. We can share with each other in a different way than we knew about before. Because now our sharing is the kind in which that which you have and which I have are never in conflict. We complement each other. Because we're moving in the divine plan. The will of God within us, the intelligence of God, the power of God maintaining its own universe where we stand. When you remember that every ordained activity is already completed within you, you will cease stopping. You will cease trying to fulfill activities in the outer without this inner ordination. You will cease moving in directions that are human. For what is not ordained can never be completed. Man can rend it asunder, because it has not been joined together by God. If your outer and your inner are not joined together by God, the forces of time and tide will rend it asunder. But if your outer becomes the inner expressing, then reality, which is already expressing within, is the fabric of the without, and your life is woven from above. In this state, you can feel the deep wisdom of the words of the prophets. For these are words woven from above. And every word can be accepted and lived by. To maintain this God-centering which alone enables to walk this earth in the divine image, to be humanly centered or to be God-centered, to be living with the voice or without the voice. These are the issues we face. To let your life be a continuous revelation of I, or the manifestation of a human ego. Once this is clear to you, there is nothing in this world that anyone has that you want or need. If it comes to you through divine motivation, you know and you accept. But as far as going out there to struggle to attain it, those days are gone forever. I and the Father are one. One substance, without opposite. One substance which need never fear what man on earth can do. One substance which knows nothing about bombs and bullets, unemployment, sickness, disease, sin, avalanches, catastrophes, disasters. One substance which is independent of matter. And that substance is attainable only by the listening attitude. The realization that I already am that substance. And this out here can never set up a competitive factory or a second thinker or a second doer, but must work hitherto with the invisible substance of being. You can feel the inner tissues moving themselves as you listen to the Master's voice within. Now then, we've covered quite a bit tonight. We've learned that you can never stop this inner awareness and expect the substance of your outer life to show forth the harmonies of God. We've learned that true prayer is letting this inner substance be itself where you are. We've learned to accept his thought, his terms, his will, his love, his scripture, his power, his oneness with us, his meat, his freedom, his word, his love, his truth, his presence, and all that I am. We've learned not to call God a liar. We've learned to commune. We've learned to be God-centered. We've learned to look for the invisible flagstones that cross every mountain, every river, every Red Sea. We've learned to be children of God. And so we have the lamp of Aladdin, the transmuting lamp. We have the hidden glory, the hidden power, the hidden presence. Live our life or not, will be dependent upon whether or not we are dedicated to be self or unself, reality or unreality. I am or I am not. In a way, we've anticipated next week's lesson, the surrender of I, but somehow all that Joel brings forth to us seems to lift you even ahead of your own self, so that you're always being led into his consciousness and by his consciousness into this higher degree of yourself, into your infinite source. Let's close with meditation. I am the infinite itself at all times. I am nevertheless. I am the master alchemist. I may have been a fisherman once or a tax collector, but I became a disciple, and the disciple became the Christ. And I, the Christ, the master alchemist, do not live in time or space. These are within me. I move and live and have my being in the Father, and the Father within me, for we are the ocean and the wave, one perfect self. Where the Father goes, I go. Where I go, the Father goes. Always we are one. There is no place where God is and I am not. No place where I am and God is not. We are indivisible, inseparable, one, eternally one. And in this oneness shall the world someday find heaven on earth, as I am finding now. Taking no conscious thought, we are letting God run God's universe. We are bearing witness, and this becomes the way that we live. I live, yet not I. The Father within, he doeth the works. The outer man who is wise will let the Father within do the works until there is no outer man. Now that then is the substance of what we're going to do in our Declaration of Independence. And between now and when we meet again, I hope to see that each of you has written your declaration. Maybe your face will tell me you're living that declaration. thank you very much and good night.